podcasts from the Cochrane Library, the latest evidence for healthcare decision-making.
Hello, I'm David Tovey, Editor-in-Chief of the Cochrane Library.
Randomized trials in surgery have a reputation for being difficult to organize. But for some conditions, the uncertainty about interventions relates to different types of surgery, and the studies have been done. This is the case for endometrial cancer, and Kaudra Galal, in the Royal Cornwall Hospital in southwest England, has led a review comparing laparoscopic surgery with laparotomy, which was published in the Cochrane Library in September 2012.
Endometrial cancer, or cancer of the lining of the womb, is the fifth most common cancer in women worldwide, with more than 280,000 women diagnosed in 2008. Nearly 8,000 of these were in the UK. Traditionally, surgery for endometrial cancer involves a hysterectomy with removal of both fallopian tubes and ovaries. This is performed through a laparotomy in which a cut is made across the woman's abdomen. However, as with other forms of abdominal surgery, it has been suggested that a laparoscopic approach or a keyhole surgery might be associated with fewer problems during and after the operation. We did this review to try and to find the answer. And it does appear that laparoscopic surgery might be an appropriate way forward. Over the last 10 to 15 years, there has been a steady increase in the use of laparoscopy for endometrial cancer. We wanted to investigate whether this trend is likely to have done more good than harm by reviewing the evidence of benefits and harm of laparoscopic surgery compared with laparotomy for women with presumed early stage endometrial cancer. We sought to compare overall survival and disease-free survival, as well as exploring the effects of other outcomes, such as problems associated with the operation, time spent in hospital, and quality of life. We found 8 randomized trials comparing laparoscopy with laparotomy for endometrial cancer, with more than 3,600 women were assessed at the end of these trials. The results showed that laparoscopy is associated with reduced operative morbidity and hospital stay, and there were no significant difference in severe postoperative morbidity between the two types of surgery. In regards to survival outcomes, 3 trials with 359 women showed that laparoscopy is comparable to open surgery or laparotomy in both overall and recurrence-free survival. In addition, 4 trials with 2,975 women showed that recurrence-free survival was comparable between the two groups. This is at least for the first 3 to 5 years after surgery. In conclusion, our review found that the evidence accumulated to date does support the role of laparoscopy for the management of women with early endometrial cancer, and that it is reasonable alternative to the more traditional laparotomy.
Details of the 8 trials in Kaudra's Cochrane Review and the various outcomes that they were able to study are contained in the full document, which is available on cochranelibrary.com.